And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a unique show going on for you today? No guests, just Pete and myself hanging out, talking fishing with you. Going to be a lot of fun this morning, and we're camping style today. No power in the world headquarters, so we're coming to you live from the Lucy Global app. We're going to be a great show, lots of fun taking your phone calls, telling stories, taking your texts. Going to be a fun one. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today is going to be a very fun one and definitely an interesting show. As you know, we talked about it yesterday. We were very bummed not to have our buds talking batteries today, but it's going to be Pete and myself, and we're hanging out with you and talking fishing and having a good time. And we arose to the world arose to the world headquarters this morning.
And all right, you got me now,
there
Rick?
There's Pete. Yeah, there he is. Hey, what's
up,
buddy?
All right. So we're kind of, you know, as Rick explained, we're a little handicapped this morning. We have no power in the world headquarters here. And thank you very much, SDG&E. And hopefully it'll get restored here very soon. But we're doing this miracle little thing. It's actually on our cell phones called Lucy Global. It's actually the same connection that we use in the world headquarters. And it sounds great, right, Rick?
Yeah, it kind of sounds okay.
Yeah, Rick's on the other side, and you have JP man in the phones and the board back east, and thank goodness for JP hanging in there with us. But what we're going to do is just a freelance show, like Rick explained. It's just your phones, your texts, and it's like anything goes, right? We're going to talk about trips we've been on, trips we're going on. We can talk about the phenomenal fishing. I don't know that you saw the Islander and the Pacific Queen unloading this morning, Rick. I mean, it must have been good yesterday.
Well, not only did I get to see them, I'm watching them currently. One of the other teeny little glitches we have is because we're both on our phones, the phones are picking up the audio from the other phone. So I'm actually outside of the door of the world headquarters, kind of on the balcony overlooking the landing. So I am currently watching the fish get unloaded here. And this is going to be a fun show. And, man, clearly there is some good fishing going on.
Yeah, for sure. We have, I mean, is it, I know, bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail I saw unloaded, right?
Yeah, so that's a unique thing that has started here is obviously we all know about this crazy bluefin fishing. It has been fantastic. Now the spread of fish is huge. I mean, well up above the Channel Islands. I mean, for that matter, up above Central California and San Francisco, and then all the way down, including fish below us. So the spread of bluefin's pretty amazing. The yellowfin has really started to fill in. We're seeing a lot more yellowfin, including seeing a couple of strange, like, big standouts. You know, most of the yellowfin that we're catching is the typical school-size fish. Beautiful, really nice ones, a lot of 20 and 25-pounders. Some a little smaller, some a little bigger, but we're also seeing a little bit of big yellowfin, like some 40 and 60-pounders. Fewer and farther between, but a nice spread of fish on those. And then the big thing that happened, you know, kind of this weekend was the kelps are starting to load up. Not wide open yet, certainly nothing like the Dorado Fest of last year, but starting to see quite a bit of Dorado and yellows on kelps, including like local kelps, you know, 15, 20 miles out of San Diego, starting to see the Dorado and yellowtail. So, you know, as we're about to roll into August, kind of right on cue, the warm water exotics are right there with them.
Yeah, that's for sure. And so if somebody's going on a trip today, they're going on a one day, an overnight, a day, even a day trip. I mean, that stuff is close. What are you recommending in Fisherman's Landing tackle that people bring?
Yeah, you know, the one thing I would do is try to get an idea. It's a little easier if you're on a charter. It's a little tougher if you're on an open party, because there are definitely a couple. And if you can't get the info ahead of time, meaning we're on an open party type trip, that is, you know, we're on an open party where we don't know what we're going to go do. I mean, I hate to say, we kind of got to bring the kitchen sink a little bit. Now, it doesn't mean you need to bring 15 rods or anything like that, but you need to be prepared for two kind of distinctly different fishing scenarios. The one being the variety fishing, where you would fish a 25-pound or 30-pound bait rod, and that's going to cover you for all of that school-size yellowfin, the school-size bluefin, all of your Dorado and yellowtail on kelps, a 25 to 30-pound live bait rod with a small hook, we'll do all of that for you just fine. Maybe in addition to that, you bring an 8-foot rod that's got some 30 or 40 pound that you could fish a little heavier line on, and then also maybe throw a Colt Sniper or a Popper or something like that if that scenario pops up. The other rig that I would make sure you have is a heavier live bait outfit, something you could fish a sinker rig on for this bigger bluefin. Most of the big-ish bluefin, the 60 to 100-pound fish that gets caught in the daytime, still a lot of that is with sinker rigs. So I would make sure you had a sinker rig two-speed outfit, something like a Talica 16 with 50 or 60-pound. And then lastly would be something to fish a knife jig in the dark with. And that's just going to be your heaviest, kind of the heaviest outfit you have that you can still comfortably wind a lure with, a Tac 25 with 100-pound or something along those lines.
Yeah. Now, I think I mentioned yesterday that I was had the pleasure of going out with the Costa people and introducing the new King Tide glasses that they had on the Malahini on Tuesday, and a beautiful day on the water. I mean, the weather has just been spectacular. And Captain Bill put us on a bunch of bluefin, yellowfin mixed with in the entire fleet around. Other than Big Bonita, we never got a bite. I mean, stuff was boiling literally all around the boat, crashing around the boat. It was one of the most frustrating experiences I have had. And there was a lot of beginner anglers on the boats, a lot of rent rods, and there were a lot of, like a handful of pretty experienced anglers. And nobody, deck hands, captain, nobody got a bite. So
I know Dylan from our tackle store was on the trip with you, and he said the same thing. He said Bill Wilkerson did a great job and that the crew was engaged the whole time, and he was even impressed that there was a lot of anglers that stayed on the bow and, you know, ready to cast a Colt Sniper into something till the very bitter end. But it was just a case of bluefin being bluefin, and, you know, we get so used to how good it's been sometimes that, you know, you forget that is... That's a tricky fish when it doesn't want to bite, man. It can be so frustrating. And, you know, I remember back a little bit into the albacore days. I mean, guys have been around it much more, much longer than I. But, you know, I remember seeing those things jumping around. And even the attitude of guys at one point, like, oh, we don't even fish for those things. They don't bite, you know. And, boy, there's nothing that gets you going, though. Like, you've really been putting your time and your effort in, and you did everything you're supposed to. You found the fish, and you got ready to make it happen, and they just don't give you an opportunity. It's so frustrating.
of course, we were there in the middle of the day, and of course, you know, I guess it would have been a little better in the dark, and of course, in the early morning. But I think one of our issues there is our load of bait was, I would call it mediocre at best, and I think
sure.
that's what my point is. I'd like to really state is, I mean, I was at all the way down to 20-pound Seaguar Goal, number four hook,
light.
You know, everything that, you know, everything you're supposed to say, still couldn't get a bite. But it was really hard to find a bait that would swim away from the boat. And I think that's one of the keys that people need to understand is spend some, and you hear Art Taylor yesterday, you hear all the guys, spend some time at the bait tank picking out the right bait.
If you follow the San Diego on their Instagram, Booger's been mentioning that, and Brawla as well. You know, they have mentioned it multiple times when they're kind of giving their daily wrap-up to their report, and it was the anglers that fished the most baits caught the most fish. And it was basically in reference to kind of what you're speaking to, like when the water's warm and the bait's turning over – we don't even need to sing the praises of Everingham right now. We all know. I mean, those guys are the best that there is. They provide the very best bait that is available. But, you know, sometimes when the water's hot and the demand is high, the bait doesn't have as much time to cure in the boxes as other times. And like you said, sometimes it gets a little mediocre. And it's always the best that's available, but sometimes that's not as good as other times is. But anyways, when they say that, the guy that fished the most baits caught the most fish, that's in reference to, you know, to casting a bait out, recognizing that it's not doing exactly what you said, Pete, and swimming away from the boat and changing them out and waiting for one that is. And, you know, and sometimes that's really frustrating, and you got to burn through 30 or 40 or 50 baits until you get one that swims away. But like you said, you got to always have the best. You got to have the best bait possible attached to your line. And, you know, when all of them are sub 50%, it's important for you to have one that's at 49 instead of at 22, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, we our phones are packed thanks to JP back there, and also the texts are rolling in here. And again, we're a little handicapped this morning. We're having our regular microphones. We're actually doing it via cell phone on Lucy Global, and Rick's sitting outside the world headquarters. I'm sitting outside the world headquarters in the dark because we have no power, and still. Thank you, Esther Jeannie. Please get it. Anyway, when we do, we'll get that happening. But have a good text question here from Ralph in Menifee. He says, good morning, boys. My question is for Ricky. I have a couple of Daiwa Tatula bait casters that I have to fish regularly in the bays. What type of maintenance do you suggest after trips other than freshwater rinse? Also, you go over some differences between it upgrading to a couple of Tranks 200s and 300s. And that's from Ralph in Menifee.
Cool. Well, a great question, and the Tatula is a very nice reel. It's a amongst their higher end freshwater bass reels, and you know, and certainly a great reel. You know, as far as the maintenance goes, I would treat it similar to how you would a standard bait reel. I don't know that I would really put any high pressure water on it. I would, if you have the luxury of having the garden hose with like the mist, you know, those little nozzles that you can change the setting to like a mist type setting, I think that would be the best thing. Like when we hose our reels off, like all we're really trying to do is get the salt off of the exterior of the reel. And it doesn't take jet propulsion to do that. You know, you can very effectively clean a saltwater reel off with a spray bottle. So what you're trying to do is getting all the salt off of the exterior of the reel, because what he has is a, you know, it's kind of a precision freshwater bass reel, but obviously working great for him in salt. Get all that salt off. The only extra step I might take, because you know, reels like Tranks and reels like you have there give you pretty easy access to removing the spool. I think that I would just pop that left side plate off, pop the spool out, and then use a cloth and make sure that your spool shaft is clean. If you can see any moisture or a little bit of salt that got in between the spool and the side plate, because when you're making your cast and all the little, you know, fluff comes off of the mist comes off the reel, salt water is going to make some intrusion there. So you can pull your spool out, make sure that everything's cleaned up the best it can in there, wipe that spool shaft down so you know there's no little piece of salt getting on the bearing, maybe take a teeny drop of a Speedex or some kind of a lightweight oil and just put the thinnest little coat on the spool shaft and where the spool enters the bearing, and then let it dry. You know, that way you can keep your spool out of the reel and you can keep your reel open. It's going to allow things to dry up a little better. And then, you know, after a day or two, I always love the theory that Ken from Ken's Custom Reels had, where, you know, he likes to leave his reels after he's washed them up from a trip out on the kitchen counter. So every time he walks by him, he turns the handle a couple of times, you know, while they're in that drying process, to just never allow any salt to get on anything and start to build up. So anyways, that's my thought in terms of maintenance goes. Just get the salt off of the exterior, and if it's not too much of a pain, open up that side plate, pull the spool out, let the air get in there a little bit, and maybe a light drop of Speedex or a good lubricant like that.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, you know, the other alternative, too, is sending it in for service, you know, taking it, like you mentioned, Ken's, taking it to Fisherman's Island Tackle, have Vince work on it, taking it over Dana Landing, and having those guys work on it over there. I mean, excellent reel mechanics. I think maybe if you use it a lot, especially in the bay, maybe once a year might be a good call to take it in and do that. It's not that expensive, and it'll certainly enhance the performance of the reel. The other thing, too, Shimano has a phenomenal maintenance department at Irvine, in Irvine, right here in Southern California. And you can take it in there or mail it in there, and they'll do the job on it, too. So
yeah. The other thing, Pete Tech, on that makes that such a good call is if you can get the maintenance done before there's a problem, you will get such better longevity out of it. You know, we see reels all the time, and it is the truth. Our reel mechanics, and, you know, obviously that's what they do. And let me start by saying I'm just as guilty. I don't take my reels in until they're broken. You know what I mean? And that's the problem, is once they're broken, they're broken. But if you knew, hey man, I'm going out of town, I'm going on a trip, my season's done, my kids went back to school, whatever that scenario is for you, when you knew there's going to be a block of time that you're not using it, the best thing to do it is get it in while it is still working, because you completely reset the timer. Easier said than done, and obviously I got to admit, I don't do that either. I mean, we're all probably guilty of, you know, fishing it until it's broken. But if you do exactly what Pete said, and you know you fish it a lot, and you allow those mechanics to maintain it, your longevity will be so much better.
No question about it. Absolutely. Well, hey, when we come back, we're going to take some of your phone calls, more of your texts. Again, open phones here, open texts here. It's just Pete and Rick here doing a freelance show on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing is good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, great show today. Lots of fun. A little unique one, just Pete and I hanging out with you. And we're separated in between the doors of the world headquarters. And I'm overlooking the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet. And Pete, you nailed it, boy. They're still unloading. You know, I rolled in here 15 minutes before 7, and the Fortune was unloading fish. And 15 minutes later, those guys are still just pulling things out of the hold. When I first got here, it was a lot of nice big yellows, and now they're onto the big tuna. So there's some good fishing going on, dude.
Yeah, there is some good fishing. You just heard a spot by the Islander, and if you can get aboard the Islander, I'm telling you, one of my favorite boats in the fleet, especially for like a day and a half trip. You just don't get that luxury and service on a day and a half trip much anywhere else than the Islander. And they had so much fish, I saw them unloading fish out of their forward fish hold. And if they're going into their forward fish hold, dude, they caught some fish. I'm telling you what. It was good fishing there, for sure.
The water
is warming up. I mean, things are changing. It's obviously it's summertime, and summertime has finally kicked in here. So if you can book a trip right now, if you can get in on any of the quality boats, get on it, because it's time.
Yeah, you mentioned the Islander. The thing that you get on that is that killer stateroom accommodations and like true long range luxury food. You know, I mean it's a long range boat. You know, I mean that's the Red Rooster Tube previous to being the Islander. I mean it's a true long range boat that offers, you know, day and a half to 3.5 day trips. Pretty cool ride.
Yeah, it is a pretty cool ride. So, all right, JP, we're ready to try the phones here. Let's go ahead and talk to Hills in Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Good morning, guys. I'm heading down to Rancho Leonero, and I'm planning on bringing some lures to include in my tip, you know, for Pongueros. We're probably going to fish a couple times. And a question for you guys is, Don said a good lure to bring down there, and that's always just a basic good one for there is the Rapala CD18, and he said the color. He said the silver, all silver with the red head is really good. But I was gonna ask, should that get swapped out for single hooks if there's wahoos around?
Well, in my opinion, I'd leave the trebles on for sure, just because it's going to change the action of that lure when you're trolling it. Rick?
I the same. I'm trying to like cover the phone as our boats are pulling out here. But I totally agree. I think I would leave the treble hook on there. I'm dead the same with Pete. I think that the action that's provided is much better to have that lure swimming the way you want, and I think it will swim better with the treble hooks on. And I would tend to maybe lean towards that X-Wrap series. The CD18 still works, still fantastic, still just as good. My guess would be, you know, John's from the not broke, don't fix it rule, and there's certainly something to be said about that. And CD18s are great for Baja because they're retunable. But I think that the way that the X-Wrap swims will swim a little faster and maybe be a little better shot for a wahoo. The X-Wrap just being the newer version, and the X-Wrap 30 being the same size as the CD18 was.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That comes from a guy that works in a tackle store. So he'd want to go rather than CD18 with an X-Wrap 30.
That's what I think. I mean, it's just a newer version. CD18, great lure, balsa wood, metal bill, and the X-Wraps are just the newer version that are polymer, and the bill is molded into the lure, so they don't come out of tune. You know, when your fish comes up and hits the deck and shakes its head, the bill doesn't get bent and the lure goes funky. I mean, there's advantages and disadvantages to both, but I think I would do the X-Wrap. It's the newer version, available in a bunch of killer colors. I think it might be a better way to go, but you're totally on the right track. back. And what a cool thing, Hills, to have that in mind, to be buying a couple lures just to soak out your Ponca captain with. I'm sure he'll be really, really jazzed on that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what about some of the new AFCO lures? I mean, they don't really aren't really in the trolling mode yet, but most of their lures are the casting type, right, Rick?
They are, but they developed a really cool little swimmer, and I'll have to look the name up to be certain. But you know, think of it as a cross between a mini Marauder and like an extra large rattle trap. And although their intention with that lure was to be casted into like a spot of tuna or something like that. Jamie on the Seasons, who we know very well, has the big Parker down at Fisherman's Landing here. He's been trolling that around and getting good yellowfin jig strikes with it. He was mentioning that he loves that lure so much because it's small, real small profile, and great when they're on small bait. And although Robbie intended that as a casting lure, he says it trolls great and would not be one, it would certainly be one to think about adding to the arsenal, especially when fish are on small bait, which, you know, how often that happens.
Now, does that have a bill on it, Rick?
It's not. No, it's they call that style a lipless lure. And think more Marauder, you know, where you tie it, three quarters of the way to the front, and the lure is angled down, and you know, that down angle is what pulls it down and through the water.
And again, the name of that lure?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up. I just don't know. Yeah. I don't know for sure.
They have so many new lure models. That's what problem I'm having is trying to remember each one. But I'll tell you what, their new line of hard jigs, which is what that is, are amazing. I love them. When we were on the Malahini and we got into that bonita stuff, I caught it had to be like a 10-pound bonita on one of their Colt Sniper style type
probably a crossbreed or a hybrid.
That's exactly what it was. But again, you have to kind of memorize all the names here. I'm sure Robbie could tell us all.
So I keep wanting to call it a swimmer, but it's not. The swimmer is the new bait that is like kind of a glidey surface iron style bait that they have. It's a Cabrilla killer for all the guys that are going out in LA Bay, and I'm sure Yellow and Calico Bass and everything else like that. But the Cabrilla guys have gotten onto that the one that they call the swimmer, and it's like I said, it's kind of a cross between a glide bait and a surface iron. It's just a very good slow sweeping back and forth. Kind of like a Zara spook that's subsurface. But that's the name I keep wanting to use for the trolling lure or the non-trolling lure. But I'll get it before the show ends for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to get some good advice. But if you look on AFCO.com, they'll have more information on that for sure. A great text and more of an informational text from Dan in Escondido. Good morning, Pete and Rick. Really enjoying the show. The last 4 years, listen each week. App in Colorado. I wanted to alert your listeners an amazing YouTube channel of the Bad Company Fishing Adventures, and especially the World Tour Fishing Series. Only one word to describe it is amazing. Finally, the latest video is the recent launch of their newly built 175-foot mothership in Turkey. And that Bad Company series.
Oh my God.
It's pretty amazing, and they have a pretty phenomenal videographer and editor, and Anthony Shea and all his work and phenomenal captains that he has on all those boats. I mean, it's like he's basically living the dream that all of us would want to be.
How true is that?
Yeah.
And do you know who the videographer is?
I remember, but it's
Steve's son, David Lasley.
David Lasley, yes, Lasley's son. That's right. Yeah, so he's doing all that editing and posting and all that stuff. So, and of course they have all the highest tech gear, I'm sure.
And I don't know if I'm sure most of us have, but I'm in complete agreement with our texter. Their most recent trip right now, they're back at home. Dedicating 4 or 5 days to fishing swordfish at home. And in typical Bad Company Anthony and Lasley fashion, you know, of course they went out to go get one and got one, you know, a swordfish on the surface, which is most people's lifetime goal, and all they did was knock out 4 or 5 days and then go make it happen. But they have some of the most spectacular footage you have ever seen, finding, you know, using a set of gyros, finding a swordfish off in the distance, and then flying the drone over the top of the swordfish so you can see, and in a beautiful day, sunlit, killer, and you can see that purple swordfish up finning on the surface, and the drone is on the opposite side of the fish, so you can literally watch the boat approaching this fish and then having Anthony make a killer cast at it. They have some of the most spectacular footage, and I know they got a 300 pounder the other day and are still after it right now. Jeez. So some really fun stuff, and you know, they've got like a real advanced Starlink system on the boat, so they're like they're chopping up and posting videos while still on the boat. So like this trip is still happening right now, and they're posting, you know, some of these like short clips of drone footage of swordfish on the surface and them making casts at it. It's that was a great tip for somebody if you haven't followed their adventures. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, Bad Company Sport Fishing Adventures on YouTube would be the call there. You know, I might mention, too, that this Thursday, August 3rd, you'll probably be able to meet Anthony Shea and part of his crew at the big CCA California Anthony Shea Award dinner honoring our friend Bill Shedd. And that's this Thursday at SeaWorld. And if you want to go, I know there's still tickets available, ccacalifornia.com. I am so bummed. I'll be at Queen Charlotte Safaris with Corey and our group, Harold Davis, and the whole group up there. I'm bummed that I'm missing probably one of the most iconic events in sport fishing history, and that is honoring one of the great men of sport fishing, Bill Shedd, and being able to hang out with Anthony Shea and all the key guys in the sport fishing industry at a beautiful venue there, SeaWorld. I'm not bummed because I'm going to Queen Charlotte Safaris and hanging out with Valerie and her gang up there. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
So, no doubt about
but
that.
I know you're probably going, Rick, right?
I'm definitely going. I can't wait. Dallas and I are going to be there. And, you know, we had Mike Shane on from Hub SeaWorld when you were gone. And we talked quite a bit about the event, you know, Hub's being, funded by SeaWorld and, you know, all the great funds that AFTCO, produces to keep Hub's, up and going. And we talked a lot about the event, and Mike had just echoed, and Pete, I know you've been to several. Nobody does an event like Hub's and SeaWorld does. And, you know, Mike was talking about that they're going to have, you know, the facility we're going to get to see and just the great food and atmosphere. And they put on a very spectacular event when Hub's and SeaWorld gets together to do something like that. And the CCA award for Bill is going to be no different.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's head south down to Rancho Llanero. I'll talk to our buddy John Island. Buenos dias, John.
Morning, Pete. Hi, Rick.
Morning, John.
Well, the fishing's good down here. First of all, I want to thank Frank Lopresti for taking me out on the Royal Polaris. We had a great 3-day trip. And I gotta say, Frank Lopresti is truly a remarkable fisherman. He is something. You know, two straight days, I watched Frank fish day and night. He probably got 2 hours sleep. Much more hardcore than John Ireland here, I'll tell you that. Sure. He caught the very first fish, he caught the biggest fish, and he caught the most fish of anybody on board, right? He was fishing hard the whole time. A great leader and a great host as well. We had a great time, and I was just really impressed. I had a good time, guys.
And that's so cool.
The big question is, John, is long range fishing for you? Are you going back?
Yeah, you know, I think I will. I think as long as Frank takes me, right? I got to be up.
But well, great. Yeah, he's certainly on the queen of the fleet there. It's the Royal Polaris is certainly a luxury. How did you like the food?
The food was awesome. The crew was awesome. You know, Jonathan, the captain, the whole gang were just something, and really nice guests on the boat, fishermen on the boat. I just really had a good time. It was really a great experience, and I wanted to thank Rick, too. Rick equipped me, you know, got me my boots and pliers and all the
lures and everything. So that's appreciated, Rick. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure, amigo. We had a lot of fun putting it together, and it was so much fun seeing John in the morning, you know, with the carts and everything lined up, ready to go long range fishing. It was, you know, fish out of water isn't the right word because John's a fisherman, has been forever, very familiar with it. It was just a fish in different water than we're used to seeing, and I'm so glad to hear that you had a good time, buddy. That was really cool, and some great photos of John and Frank with some nice tunas.
Yeah, but you know, there were a lot of tuna around here. They were just metering. I would go up and watch them, you know, the sonar and all that's amazing on the ship, you know. But there was a lot of fish around, but they were picky biters. So it was good fishing, you know, and big fish. I think the largest fish was about 200 pounds. Frank caught it. And I picked up one with the help of Jonathan, the captain, that was about 60 pounds. So, and I, you know, for John, I fished pretty hard, I thought, too. But not all day and all night, that's for sure. We had a great time.
That's good awesome, stuff, bro.
Had time for cocktails, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. It was good. And like I say, a lot of nice people on the board. I really enjoyed myself. Well, anyway, back down
that's
to
great.
The ranch. Well,
yeah, tell us.
Let me let you know what's going on down there. Real warm water right now, 86 to 88 degree water, which is pretty darn warm for this time of year. And I'm hoping it doesn't get much hotter than this. But, however, it hasn't. Its fishing is still real, real good. A lot of big Dorado now. They're closer inshore. We've had problems getting bait. Bait's been very, very difficult. But it hasn't hurt the fishing at all. We're catching the Dorado, and most of them are bulls. You know, no schooling fish. None of the smaller schooling fish. Seems like more solitary pairs and almost all big bulls. And 30 to 40 pounders are pretty common. So most boats are picking up at least one or two during the day, and they're catching them on the ballyhoo and out trolling around for the marlin where they're picking them up. But all pretty close, and we've seen a number of them picked up right in front of the hotel there. And tuna have showed up in the last couple weeks and really picked up this week. They're inshore off of Fraley's, just south of Fraley's there, and within half a mile to 2 miles off the beach. And they're bunched up, and they're soaking squid. And picking them up, and 10 to 30 pound fish, and 3 or 4 or 5 per boat, and picking those up. So that's good. Striped marlin, a lot of striped marlin around here, everywhere, right in front of the hotel, all the way down to, in particular, off of Punta Colorado this past week. They're picking up loads and loads of them. Fish to 200 pounds, good sized fish, and lots of them around. Rooster fish, not as big as they have been over the past week. 10 to 20 pounders are common, but loads of them around as well, too. So good fishing overall, you guys. We're still enjoying real, real good fishing.
For sure. Now, John, we're getting a lot of questions. You know, Rick and I are doing a freelance show this morning, and we're actually doing it without power here on the world headquarters on our cell phones via Lucy Global. But getting a lot of questions and texts here this morning about, I'm headed for Rancho Leonero. What should I bring? Can you give some recommendations about tackle to bring, lures to bring, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, it depends on what they're doing. If they're fishing from the beach, you know, top lot water lures, some real rocky, of course, out front, you want something that's going to be stay on the top and not get rocked. So that's good. Anything, you know, Shimano wax wing, something like that for inside. We've got plenty of spin casting rods and all that for the beach, so. Just bring some lures. And the Rapalas, you know, the Rapalas are real fragile, but the Wahoo in particular love them. But they're one strike on the Wahoo and if the Rapala's gone. So we stocked up with the Rapalas, but we run through them pretty fast. So if you can bring Rapalas down, in particular, I like CD18s are the ones that work for me. That's a good lure to bring down as well. Otherwise, you know, we have great tackle. We have all the boats are very well equipped. And as far as what you want to bring down your sunglasses, pair of shorts, and we got the sunscreen in the office. It's pretty easy and casual, as you know, down there. If you bought a pair of flip flops and a couple pairs of shorts and 3 or 4 t-shirts, you're in there for the trip. Pretty easy.
Don't need much. And even if you bring fish home, you've even got styrofoam coolers or box coolers that you can you can bring the fish home in, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So you don't have to bring an ice chest down with you. Not at all. We'll take care of that for you. And like I said, people are taking lots of fish home. Gosh, you know, two or three. I mean, some groups take two or three ice chests home per person. It's been that good. A lot of fish.
Wow. So are you seeing warmer than normal water temperatures for this time of the year, John?
No.
You read about the stories in the Florida and stuff like that where the water temperature is 100 degrees. Can you imagine?
What?
No.
Oh, yes.
I can't. You know, and that hurts the fishing, yeah. That's no good for the fish.
It's everything.
It's very concerning for us. I've had a couple of years, you know, where it goes 9 year over. And it looks like this year it could be the same, too. You know, we're up to 88 now, and it's early for that. And, it's very, very warm water. Definitely El Nino. That's for sure.
No doubt about it.
You know what's interesting?
Well,
if
somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero and book a trip, I mean it's all over December 1st, so you better get your shots. And I know a ton of our listeners are going down soon. So how do we do that?
So, Hank, it's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the report, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Nice talking to you, gentlemen. Talk to you soon.
See you, John. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. It's the Freelance Show. If you got questions, you got stories, we're taking them next. It's more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to tell you, one of my favorite reels that I've been recommending to listeners is that Shimano Speedmaster. It comes in a variety of sizes, and it can handle it because it's got the power. Right, Rick?
Yeah, they hit the nail out of the park when they designed Speedmaster. Learning to make the best two-speed reel, you know, from doing Talica, and then taking that blueprint and saying, how can we give our anglers the power and great free spool and keep it easy on the pocketbook? And that's exactly what Speedmaster is. You get a reel with fantastic torque, really good free spool, great looks and style and fit and finish, tons of power, but at a price that we can all afford. And, you know, that Speedmaster now comes in sizes from the 8s and 10s all the way up to 12s and 16s, 20s, and now the 25s. And there's anything, you know, whether you're looking for an affordable reel to go do your nighttime big bluefin deep drop jig fishing, a great reel for fly line on a kelp paddy, or something in between, fishing 40 or 50 pound of those 12s and 16s, Speedmaster does it all at an affordable price and a great reel that's going to last you a long time. For more information, you can go to your local dealer, or better yet, check out Shimano.com.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location. Here where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will
will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect center for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning, Pete. This is definitely a unique one of all the shows we've done. I can't remember doing a lot of them where we were separated and inside and outside and doing it with the phones and doing it in the dark. But you know what? It adds to the fun.
It's working out. You know, we still have no power. Thanks, SPG&E. Kind of get on it. Good job. But what's so weird is we're looking over at Fisherman's Landing. They've got power. They're like a half a block away from us. And they've got power. So it's just something within the block here of where the world headquarters is. So we're hoping that it gets restored. But in the meantime, fortunately, it's just Rick and myself. And we're able to do it on Lucy Global. And it's working out just fine. Hopefully for you listeners, it's working out fine. You know, one thing that we need? Phone calls. 213-432-1090. And I failed to mention that we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. And, you know, Captain Ryan Bostian and Matt have been killing it out there. And so you want an opportunity to go for free aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. We're getting lots of great texts, and we'll get back to those. But in the meantime, it's time for the Catch Report, Rick.
Yeah, it is, buddy. There's some great fishing going on, and today that catch report is brought to us by our great friends over at Gamakatsu. Man, it is time for tuna in SoCal, and if you're not already using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes all the way down to a number 4 and up to a 6-0, and with big fish in mind, the Nautilus HD is tough enough with a very heavy wire, but not oversized to slow your bait down. They both come ringed or non-ringed, and you can see your local dealer or check out Gamakatsu.com for a little bit more information. And Pete, let's get it rolling.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk to Captain Brian Willie from Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Coming home on one, huh? You got power out?
Yeah, we got power out. Yeah,
exactly.
We're riding on one.
Generator's down, but we're still moving forward.
Still making it work. Yeah, good for you guys. Yeah, right on. Hey, man, we had a bonkers week up here. You know, at Albacore and the Dana War Sport Fishing weekly wrap-up. Yeah, how's that, huh?
Jeez, crazy.
Captain Christian, yeah, just in the right zone with the right jigs in the water. What was interesting when I was talking to him about it yesterday is he said they had the one that was on, and they were winding in the jig for the second one to kind of clear, and it got bit, but the first fish didn't stick, so he kept winding. And the second one, it's 5 times he said it got short bit. So, you know,
no.
was it the same fish, or did they, clip an edge of the school kind of a deal? So, yeah, interesting how that played out for him, but pretty dang cool nonetheless.
So cool.
So, you know, good stuff here. Our half-day action has been good, too. 70 to 72-degree water along the beach. There were some good conditions, so that temp made a good little jump. So anything that goes in the water pretty much has been getting a bite from the fly line baits, the rubber lures, to the hard baits, all that stuff caught fish, surface iron. Plenty of action as well for the new anglers and our rent rod guys, too. So it's been biting there in the half day. A few halibut as well for the guys soaking baits on the bottom. We have been seeing some good yellowtail in the half day zone, too. It's big fish, and it's kind of leery and boat shy. We did hook and land one this week. They got it aboard the Colmani. It was a 41-pounder, you know, in, you know, some water there off Salt Creek. So just good deal on that. Three-quarter day is pretty much the same scenario as the half day for us right now with more good bass fishing. We're stretching through that Camp Pendleton area. Seeing some yellow down there, too. That stuff just zero bite, just all show, no go. But it's not surprising as, you know, it's just moving around in the chum and whatnot. But the bass action down there has been great. Off the beach over at Clemente and Catalina, more good bass action with some Barracuda and Bonito as well. This is kind of cool. The new San Mateo had an all-day 5-to-5 trip where they fished Clemente yesterday on that open party trip. So 18 knots there and back, kind of a cool deal.
Wow.
They had good bass fishing. They did see some yellowtail there. They ended the day with, you know, one fish, but just, you know, still getting things figured out over there and whatnot. But kind of a cool deal having the range and speed. You know, we fished Catalina yesterday on the Sump Fun, and by the time I got around the corner of the East End, they were already at Clemente and fishing. We both left at 5 o'clock, having loaded our bait, and they were there fishing by 8:30.
Did you say that goes 18 knots?
18 knots. Yep.
Dude. Wow.
You can cover some ground, boy.
Absolutely. So, you know, we will have some more open party trips on that boat. So keep your eyes peeled. We'll post that on our social media and get the word out as best we can when there's those opportunities. He runs with 12 anglers. So it's a cool niche for sure. And then,
how fun. You
know, seeing some more tuna in our zone too. The stuff that we saw the last day or two has been big fish, kind of out of the skill set of a lot of our, you know, day-to-day anglers, 200-pound stuff. We're just not set up to fish that stuff. But that's within easy striking distance of our harbor, just kind of outside our rockfish grounds there off of San Onofre. So just moving around, like we've been saying, we're just late start. Like, if you think about it, this is just kind of the beginning as we roll through the rest of our summer and into the fall. I think we're in for some good stuff. So just keep an eye on our social, Instagram, Facebook. We'll try to keep everyone posted there. You can always link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page. Check our fish counts and whatnot. We have our Dana Wharf app. You can load on your phone to keep tabs on the fish counts too. You want to get on a trip, though, you got to make those reservations. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Or you can check us at danawharf.com.
Awesome. Great report, as always, Willie. Appreciate it. Glad to hear what a fun trip and a great week of fishing at Dana Wharf. And a lot of fun last night. Mark Mills' surprise birthday party. Got to see a bunch of the Dana Wharf past and present crew, and a lot of fun to celebrate Mills' birthday and see a bunch of the skippers. I'm sure you were on the boat fishing, but a great night and fun to see the Dana Wharf family.
Yeah, we were planning on going and just got in super late and had some stuff to do on the boat and didn't make it. So, yeah, happy birthday, Mills, and glad you guys had a good time.
Always fun to see the family.
That guy's 50 years old. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think
really
he's grown an inch since he was 12.
Hey,
yeah.
Marty, what's going on? Hey, Rick, what's up?
Oh, it's too funny. Too funny. All right, boys, we'll have a great one. We'll chat at you next week.
Look forward to it, Willie. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you next week. With that, we're going to hit the surf. It's time for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
That's too funny. It's hard to call him an old goat, isn't it?
Yeah. 50 years old. Are you kidding me? What?
He's timeless, if you ask me.
It's the truth, Gundy. Mills is the youngest looking 50-year-old you've ever seen. For sure, it's still Mills. Still Mr. Excitement.
Yep.
A great time, and it was a lot of fun. His wife, Bridget, put the whole thing together. Full surprise party. Had no idea. Thought they were going out to the dinner.
Got him.
He turned the corner, and, you know, there's 50 old fishing buds there. It was a really fun time. But, yeah,
That's awesome. That's true Mills excitement, man.
He worked the room, and it was a really good time.
That's good stuff, man. He deserves it. Hey, we got some really interesting news on the surface in front. White sea bass. We've got catches up and down the coast, and if you were to try to catch a white sea bass out of the surf, right now would be the time. What's lining up is we got a full moon. We got the full moon tides. You know, we've got the Grunion Run and just the whole package. And, you know, normally all these sea bass show in the springtime, early summer, you know, for a mid-July thing, a little bit odd, but hey, if it's there, go after it. Like I said, very good fishing for anything that croaks, really. Corbina, yellowfin croaker, spotfin croaker, white sea bass, excellent fishing, tons of crabs, warm water, grunion runs, full moon tides, the whole thing going. Hook, line, sinker reported good fishing on many fronts, solid barred perch bite, limit fishing on 8 to 12 inch barred perch. Good catches from Gaviota, Emma Wood, East Beach, just about anywhere up there, really. Several short and legal white sea bass reported taking off Goleta, Graveyards. There was a few fish near the Ventura River Channel. The fish are ranging from, they're like mid-sized sea bass, 25 to 30-inch fish. Some fish to 35 inches on the southern front, but real quality fish. Wiley's reported lots of corbina along the surf line. Malibu beaches are really good right now. Santa Monica beaches also. 3-pound, 10-ounce fish was taken on a sand crab near the old chart house. Good catches also made, like I said, Santa Monica there, and all the way down to the South Bay. Big Fish reported good croaker fishing in and around L.A. Harbor, lugworms, mussels taking yellowfin to 3-pound, spotfin to 4-pound, a 32-inch white sea bass taken at the Bolsa Chica Inlet on a fluke bait fished on a dart head. Ketchum Tackle reported good corbina action at Balboa Peninsula, a 4-pound, 6-ounce fish was taken near the Newport Pier. Hogan's Tackle reported several short and legal white sea bass. The fish have been ranging from 25 to 35 inches and taking flash minnows. The flash minnows fished in the trench in some cases. Catches were reported from Salt Creek, Doheny, below the pier. And you kind of want to think with those sea bass about points, you know, and transition spots, places where the beach goes from sand to reef or sand, you know, a cove to a point. And those transition zones seem to be good places to look for those things. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported wide open flasher shark fishing on the Oceanside Pier. They hooked like 11 fish, a bunch of grommets out of school right now. And they landed like 3 of the 11 fish. And then I heard the same up there at the Goleta Pier. They hooked 8 or 9 fish up there. So lots of thrashers in the shallow, which is, again, not something we normally see in the middle of July, but hey, we'll take it.
Yeah, well, all the bets are off this year because the water is just so weird, and it's finally warmed back up along the coast.
Yep.
And, in the low, high 60s, low 70s. So it's kind of like late spring, early summer right now.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. So, yeah, we don't ask questions. We just go fish, right?
Well said, Gundy. Well, a great report as always, buddy. We sure appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Hey, man, it's summertime, no matter what the water says, and, boy, it's a great time to get down to the beach, as you heard from Gundy's report there. And for all your surf fishing tackle needs, check out surffishtackle.com. You're going to find additional tips, techniques, articles on surf fishing. Check it out, fishthesurf.com. And next Saturday, we're stoked to have Bill Varney going to be in here, our expert from Gamakatsu, and, boy, just the absolute man from the surf. Wrote the book on the light line surf fishing, so a lot of fun next Saturday with Bill in the studio here. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You're listening to the Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marine attendants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel. travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos of Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.